Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the action you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Brent Humphries is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It is another beautiful day on Ron Siegel Radio, so we do celebrate on a regular basis. Of course, in my case, you know, if it's a day ending in Y, I am ready to celebrate. We have a good time with that right here on Ron Siegel Radio. But what is today's celebration? We've got a double dipper today. We're going to go with both. Although only certain individuals would combine these. Today is National Pickle Day. Okay, we'll go with that one. And today is also National Spicy Guacamole Day. Now, I'm not going to say anything about putting the two of them together, but, you know, if you're so inclined, a little pickle and a little guacamole. I think we ought to go for some guacamole right after that.
I think let's do it.
We won't get any free plugs to where we're going, Chapman University, but we will be there. So if you're inclined to enjoy that. What's happening in the markets today? Well, the Trump rally might be fizzling out just a little bit. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up significantly earlier this morning. We saw it over 18,920 points. We're back down to 18,850, so we're up about 3.33 points. Market's been up significantly every day since we started. The oil is down $1.13 a barrel today. How does that translate for everybody except Brent Humphreys? Now, Brent, he stepped away. Those of you watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, you will notice that Brent stepped away when I talk about the gasoline report. He doesn't use gasoline per se. Now, he's got one of those fancy cars. $2.758 here in the state of confusion is a gallon of gasoline. $2.16.7 for the rest of the country that does not like to tax themselves absorbently. I'm looking, even New York, who does enjoy taxing themselves a lot. $2.38.6 in New York. $2.38.6. In Hawaii, you can get a gallon of gas for $2.90.4 on average. Other than here in the state of confusion, the national average of gasoline has dropped 10 consecutive days. I guess we can give a little applaud for that one. That's enough. 10-year Treasury. Wow, boy, Brent, we're going to have to talk a lot about this one today. 10-year Treasury is at 2.21%, up another almost 6 basis points, 6/100ths of a percent. Again today, yeah, that's gonna have some effect on your mortgage rates. We will chat about that. I do notice the German 10-year way up 0.319. The Japan is only a negative 0.16, the lowest it's been, the smallest negative number it's been in quite some time. What does that say about the markets? What does that say about the outlook? Well, here's the issue which you have to understand when you're talking about bonds and the way the bond market works. So there is always, it's a mathematical function, so this holds true. As the price of bonds go down, the yield goes up. Just mathematics. Why would the price of bonds be going down? Well, because people around the world are excited about the U.S. economy in a Trump administration. That's why it's been happening since the day that Mr. Trump was elected. Now, there was a knee-jerk reaction right as the election returns were starting to come in, where the market was down 900 points, the futures. This was probably about 11 o'clock Eastern time, well below before the race was called. I am going to be the first one to get out there and suggest that this might have been when this was the time when the market still believed that Hillary Clinton was going to win the race and the Dow futures were down 900 points. Once Mr. Trump was announced as being president-elect, the market was turning around as results were coming in. I shared with those folks that were following us at about 11 o'clock Pacific time, 3 hours before the election was announced, that Trump was going to win by a landslide within the Electoral College, which he ended up doing, 306 electoral votes, well beyond the 270 needed for a victory. So is it the market is excited about the idea of a Trump victory? That's why Dow Jones has been skyrocketing since the announcement, since the election. That's why oil is down, because there is an all-inclusive policy within the Trump agenda. And being that all these markets are going up, where does that money come from? Yes, it rotates out of bonds and into the stock market. Just a little bit of an explanation there for you as to why these markets are skyrocketing the way they are. Now, you're not going to hear some of this news in the lame street media because they misrepresent almost everything they say. Expect misrepresentation.
So I know who's ass to kick.
Now, we know that Harry Reid is nothing but a liar. That's a simple given. He lied, and he has up until this point, he's been protecting himself from his lies, because when a senator makes a statement on the floor of the Senate, he can't be charged with lying. He can't be charged with libel. He's got immunity at that point. And he might have to shut his mouth now going forward. Remember when he said about Mitt Romney not paying taxes? Well, he had no clue, and he came out and said, when they asked him about lying about it, you know what his response was? He lost, didn't he? That was his response. Where do you come up with people like that? That they have no place in our system. Now, whether I agree with his policies or not, that's irrelevant. Lying to the American people is not good. Now we get an article that comes out. You got to love this one because I can't make this stuff up. The New York Times publisher vows to rededicate the paper to reporting honestly.
Really?
They're going to rededicate to reporting honestly. Now, I thought the New York Times was supposedly reporting honestly as it was. I guess not. Maybe they think they're reporting honestly, but they don't report honestly. Unbelievable. Now, I was listening. I don't know how many. I would assume that when the ratings come out, the overnight ratings come out, that 60 Minutes had a huge, huge audience last night. It was the Trump family first interview after being the elected president. I watched the interview. I watched it in its entirety. I even watched certain parts over and over just to make sure I had it right. Because, yes, I do TiVo it. I have no life. I watch these things. So here's the issue. Mr. Trump comes out very plainly and says what his agenda is, the three priorities of his agenda. One of those priorities, when asked, was illegal immigration, and that he wants to get rid of, either deport or incarcerate, repeat felons who are here illegally. I watched CBS, Good Morning America, whatever their morning show is this morning. And the headline is, Trump wants to deport millions of illegal immigrants. Not that they're the repeat felons are who he wants to deport, but millions of people. Do you think that's inciting people? Do you think that's where we need to be at this point in time? Whether you like Trump or not, again, that's a non-issue. But, you know, the man was elected. There are certain areas where they're coming out now that are actually saying that not only was he elected and won the presidency, but as we continue counting the provisional ballots and the absentee ballots, it may turn out that he's won the popular vote as well. We'll see. But think about this. Media does not even want to go to the point of now, I can understand partisans not wanting to give the man a chance. That's happened in our world before. Partisans have that way about them. They do it on both sides, like Newsweek. Did you see Newsweek's cover?
Yeah.
When they came out with Madam President in a souvenir edition, only to realize that maybe they should have gone back in their archives and looked for Dewey. I digress. Again.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, the president might be wanting to look into that one also. But here's the issue. We've got to get behind any elected official. I shared this as a fan. I did not vote for President Obama. I only wished him well, because that's the idea. That's what we do as our society, is once the election is over, not like this jerk in Tampa Bay who decided that this is not his president. Really, believe it or not, that's another one of those NFL jerks. Just amazing. I digress. We're going to get on with the stories of the day. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Brent Humphries is in the house. He's going to talk to us. You know, he's a real partisan. You can kill a Brent. No, I'm just kidding. He's not at all. We're going to talk about what effect will a Trump presidency have on the real estate market. That's where Brent's expertise is. So we're going to chat with him about that part of it. Why waiting until after the holidays to sell might not be a smart real estate decision. 5 reasons VA loans had their biggest year ever. And the one thing managers say will get you promoted. We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1 on YouTube, ronsiegel1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's our message, and we will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. Why waiting until after the holidays to sell your real estate might not be a smart decision. Every year at this time, many homeowners decide to wait until after the holidays to put their homes on the market for the first time, while others who already have their homes on the market decide to take them off until after the holidays. Here are six great reasons not to wait. One, relocation buyers are out there. Companies are not concerned with holiday time. And if the buyers have kids, they want to get them into school after the holidays. Number two, purchasers that are looking for a home during the holidays are serious buyers and are ready to buy. Number three, you can restrict the showings on your home to the time you want it shown. You will remain in control. Number four, homes show better when decorated for the holidays. Number five, there is less competition for you as a seller right now. And I can share with you the inventory. It's just amazing. There's a chart that we've posted that shows the inventory and where it's been going. The national numbers may not be the same for your specific area. And number six, the supply of lists increases substantially after the holidays. Also, in many parts of the country, new construction will continue to surge, reaching new heights in 2017, which will lessen the demand for your house. Bottom line, waiting till after holidays to sell your home probably, not necessarily, but probably does not make sense if you've got a good reason why you're contemplating selling. And give me a call, 800-306-1990. We can walk through all of these different thoughts and maybe help you chat with a real estate professional in your area that might help you come to a great conclusion. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you. So this morning, I love this idea. I sent a message off to my friend Brent Humphreys and asked him about coming on radio and we could have a little discussion. Brent's good enough to come in and he came up with this awesome idea. I love this idea because there are so many people out there now. Now, Brent and I are both West Coast, right? We're on in the areas, the coastal part of the country. Both coasts seem to be, this is where the hysteria is over a new president-elect Trump. Not sure whether it's good or bad. We're not going in that direction, but we do have a president-elect Trump, regardless of whether you voted for him or don't or didn't. Regardless of whether you go to Cornell University and are taking part of the cry-in or not. It doesn't matter whether you're at Yale University and worried about taking your exams. Those are all irrelevant. Now, just to get a little personal, Brent.
Ooh.
Your son's at a Southern university. Are they having cry-ins or anything like that there?
No, not to knowledge.
Okay. Just wondering if you're paying for him to go to a school that's for a cry-in.
No.
just thought. But what we wanted to talk about, Brent came up with this great idea to have a conversation about what is the impact of a Trump administration on the U.S. housing market, and we might even get to some local information. So there's the thesis.
Yeah,
well, right?
I appreciate your enthusiasm for the topic. I mean, it's what we've all been talking about. And
sure. Well, we were intimate. I mean, obviously, as citizens, right, our biggest asset in most instances is our real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest liability is our mortgage. So it's got to be a very, very big concern.
More money, more money, more money.
Some of us even want a little more money, right?
Where do you get these sound effects? They're great.
I can't tell you that because that might cause a little bit of a problem.
I want the truth. You can't have
There you go.
Okay, we're
great
back.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
So let's talk about about a Trump administration.
Sure. Well, as we think about what a Trump administration would mean for U.S. housing, what
right.
we've got to ask ourselves, first of all, is are we talking short term or are we talking long term? So short term, I would say, would probably be the next 2 to 6 months maybe. Now, I do know that the Trump administration will have a dramatic effect on real estate in Washington, D.C. In the next 2 months, there are going to be a ton of people moving.
Sure.
And there are going to be a ton more people moving in.
Well, we spoke last week on Thursday a little bit about the 4,000 new jobs that are available on the Trump website.
Yeah.
Right. And obviously, those people are going to need houses, and there's going to be some that are going to be looking for new jobs.
Yeah. I wish I had my license out there. That'd be
right.
Really fun. You know, go sell some homes, go visit my son in college.
But, exactly.
So aside from the Washington, D.C. sudden surge, as I've looked at multiple different sources, it seems that, you know, money does not like to follow or chase uncertainty. So if people are uncertain right now about what a Trump administration would mean, and they've got that money saved for a down payment, they probably are going to put their plans on simmer and hold on for a little while.
Now, do you think they're more uncertain now than they were 2 weeks ago when we didn't know who the president was going to be?
Well, that's a great question. They're probably more certain about who's going to be president.
Sure.
But maybe more uncertain about what that actually looks like. I mean, Trump made a number of campaign promises. Depending on which media outlet you subscribe to, and I subscribe to many on the far left, far right.
You have to, in order to get good information and to be a trusted advisor.
Sure.
That you are, right? You have to go and look at you can't go watch just CNN or just Fox or just MSNBC.
Right.
Or, I mean, nobody watches MSNBC. But
I've never heard that before. That's great.
Right. I mean, but you have to really get, and you can't just go to Politico or Breitbart or. Yeah, you have to really do a lot of homework, right? To get because you can look at the same exact story on Breitbart and Politico and come up with a completely different answer.
Sure. No, absolutely agreed. I think that, first of all, if you are a person in a red state and you are someone who believes that the economy has been stagnant, hasn't really been very going well in your favor, and you voted for Trump and Trump is now your president, you are emboldened and empowered to take that money that you've socked away and, you know, hallelujah, let's go buy a property. You're feeling really, really great. If you're a person in a blue state who was expecting his opponent Hillary to win and she didn't, you might be wanting to thaw out right now and probably hold off. In terms of what Trump has actually said, and commitments that I believe he's very passionate about. And you know, I don't know anything more than any of the rest of us knows. I don't claim to be a pundit or anything like that. But Trump repeatedly said on the campaign trail, he made comments that likened the United States to a third world country, okay, which I wouldn't agree with,
right?
I haven't been everywhere. But airports and just deterioration in inner cities and freeways buckling and what have you. So if he's really going to make good on this and try to make America great again, as he campaigned on, then that's going to require an awful lot of construction jobs and, you know, new talent entering the workforce. And in certain areas where the labor market is very, very tight, the only way to attract new labor for government contractors to be able to fix freeways and repair infrastructure is pay increased wages to attract that talent that's already employed. And we know that no matter what your political persuasion is, the two support pillars that have the biggest impact on real estate anywhere are job creation and wage increases. So if you've got really good jobs and wages, that's going to bode very well for real estate.
And we don't need – here's the beauty of what you're saying there, Brent. And it's semi-political, but it's really more just economics, is if there are these jobs that he's committed to or made these promises on, if the construction jobs come, we don't really need to worry about the idea of this phony minimum wage issue, because supply and demand will guide that. We saw that in the Dakotas, where a person working at McDonald's was making, I think, $18, $19 an hour in North Dakota because they needed somebody to work at McDonald's, right? And there were a lot of jobs when oil was in the $50, $60, $70 a barrel range. There was a lot of people working. There was a lot of demand for labor. And in order to keep people, you had to pay them to keep them.
I bet there are a lot of people lined up for that hamburger interview.
Right. And
think about $18, $19 an hour. That's
right. But the bottom line is that if we understand those issues, then we realize this is the basis of capitalism.
Correct.
Right. And we're going to look at those jobs continuing to grow And if we're going to build new roads, and I'm with you, I mean, and I think that I heard a great comment, Brent. I don't know if you've heard this one or not, but there was a lot of folks that made the comment that Trump is a negotiator. And you, I know, are a tremendous negotiator as well.
Thank you.
And one of the things you and I have talked about many, many times on the broadcast is that when you're negotiating, you're going to always start at the moon and settle with the things you really need to accomplish.
Yep.
And Trump is probably, and I don't know your financial stature, but Trump might be a little bit bigger as far as in the economic stature and the size of the deals that he's negotiated.
Substantially.
Right. But so the idea is, and he talks about in The Art of the Deal, you ask for the moon and settle. During the campaign, I'm a believer that, you know, he probably talked about having third world roads and bridges, and really didn't quite mean third world, but they were substantially under where we want them to be.
Sure.
And if he gets them, instead of reaching the moon, he reaches just the top of the atmosphere, he'd probably be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the idea of negotiating.
Sure.
Right? And that, I think that might be where he is. We're gonna continue this conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Reasons why the VA loans had the biggest year ever. We're going to chat about that when we come back. We will also talk about the one thing managers say will get you promoted. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. You can go to mbelinks.com/iTunes, hit the subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode of Ron Siegel Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there is a solution as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They've got the programs for you. All you need to do is make the phone call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right people. VA loans, FHA loans, USDA loans, conventional, jumbo, you name it, they got it. Maybe do you need it right now? Have you taken advantage of these historic low interest rates? Do you think interest rates are going up or going down under a new administration? Do you think whatever your opinion is of the economy, how do you think that's going to affect interest rates going forward? And have you taken action? Five reasons VA loans had their biggest year ever. The VA backed more than 707,000 loans, a 12% increase from last year and nearly double the agency volume from 5 years ago. Loans to help veterans and military members, and we thank you all for your service. Purchase homes were almost 10% from last year's numbers, a sign of the housing market's continued recovery. That is from the VA program's fiscal year of October 1 through September 30th. So here are some reasons for this. Number one, veterans believe in home ownership. Thank goodness, earlier this year, the nation's home ownership rate at 62.9% fell to 51-year low, according to the Census Bureau. Meanwhile, VA data put the veteran ownership rate at more than 80%. I think the veterans are a little smarter than the rest of the population, or maybe they just have a different work ethic than the rest of the population. They're not out there looking to see who's got more of the handouts. They want to own their piece of America. They fought for it. Number two, conventional financing is tougher than the VA financing. Think about this one. VA loans, the down payment on a VA loan is less than the down payment on a lease. Think about that one. Lowest average mortgage rate. VA's rock bottom mortgage rate surprises a lot of consumers. Yeah, it's gone up a little bit in the last few days. But for 29 straight months and counting, VA loans had a lower average rate than both FHA and conventional loans, according to Ellie Mae. Millennial veterans are buying. That's another one of those smart groups of people. We are seeing the millennials are purchasing homes. They are realizing that they want to get out of mom and dad's basement, for those people that have basements around the country. But the idea is that they're out there shopping, and the millennial veterans, they want their own homes. And number six, strides in awareness. Surveys have shown that about one in three home buying veterans didn't know they had a home loan benefit. Oh, that's one that just kills me, right? We talk about this all the time. Why don't they know that?
You don't know better than that.
They should have a big piece of paper that when the veterans leave, or even while they're still active, if they know they're going to be in an area for an extended period of time, we've talked about this before. Go buy a home and get transferred. If you get a new commission, rent out the one you were in and go buy another one. Build that up. It's just amazing. The benefit for veterans, they give their heart, soul, and hopefully not too often, but some give their lives for us to have a home. We need to make sure the veterans know that they have this benefit. It's there for them. It's not a handout. They've earned it. Take advantage of it.
Ron?
Yes.
It's National Pickle Day.
Right.
Veterans have to save more money to go to the grocery store and buy one pickle than they do have to save to buy a home.
You're right. Didn't think about that one.
Puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
Exactly.
They've earned it.
And knowing Brent, I mean, we don't want anybody to be in a pickle here.
Oh, God.
Couldn't go. I know you too well, Brent. Being that you were there, I was going to finish that one.
That's awesome.
For you.
I love it.
That's the Mortgage Minute today, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage Financial Group. Give us a call, 800-306-1990. We'll get you that pre-approved, pre-underwritten. Don't even go out with an approval to look for a new home. Go out having already been underwritten. All you need to do then is put an address into the file, and you're good to go. That's with our friends over there at Gold Star Mortgage. We continue our conversation today. Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates, is in the house. We are talking about the impact of a Trump administration on the U.S. housing market. So, Brent, I noticed when you came in here, you've got this massive computer with you. It almost blocks you off from being seen on RonSiegelRadio.tv.
I'm compensating for my size, Ron.
Does it? Not even going to go there. That could really put me in a pickle.
But the question I'm going to ask, though, is on that big old computer there, and I know you got all the studies and everything, what's the prognostication of interest rates?
Good. Well, 75%, and I've also read 77% of the market believes that come December, interest rates are going to go up.
Okay.
That's what they believe.
What's so special about December?
It's the next meeting.
Okay, I got to pull these. I'm just a simple guy, but the next Federal Reserve meeting.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
December, correct. What, 15th, I think, the next Federal Reserve meeting, something along those lines.
Yeah, you're a simple guy, but you know the date. Okay, we'll let that slide.
I think the 15th of December is the next Federal Reserve meeting. And I've heard the same numbers, is that it is very, very high likelihood mm-hmm. we're going to see an increase in the interest rates. Now, we want to make sure, Brent and I want to both be making real, real clear, maybe it's the 13th of December, that the Federal Reserve does not control the 10-year Treasury interest rate. They do not control the mortgage-backed securities interest rates. What they control is the Fed funds rate. Most people are really confused about a Fed funds rate. What that is what the most at-risk members pay for overnight funds from the Federal Reserve. But, and again, they're a lender of last resort. If a bank can't get money from anybody else, borrow it from another bank overnight or whatever, they go to the Federal Reserve window, and that's what they're paying the Federal Reserve. It does directly impact prime rate. So if the Federal Reserve increases the Fed discount rate, which they control completely, we will see the next day or shortly thereafter the prime rate goes up. And that does affect about 95% of the home equity lines of credit. Big, big issue right there. So we are looking at an increase there.
We are.
Act now.
And where a Trump administration could impact this is that we know that Donald Trump will be able, for the 2018 midterm elections, be able to appoint 2 of the 7 board members to the Fed.
Okay.
So he has appointments that he can make there, which would, I think, give him – yeah, the majority of votes. And then second, Janet Yellen, her term is up February 3rd of 2018, and he has been very vocal about the fact that he isn't very fond of her. And so I think it's very likely that he'll be able to make an appointment there as well.
Interesting. Okay, so we know
interesting. Nice pun. Interesting.
Don't get me in any pickles here, Brent. Just going back there. We're going to harass Brent for a little bit here.
That's fine.
So we know we're looking at change in policy, but Trump's got a background in construction. He's got a background in real estate. Do you think he's going to want to really do anything what that basically says, whether he wants to or not, he understands that industry better than most.
He does. I think that his track record is borrow, leverage, build. And so I don't see Trump being insensitive at all to interest increases. I think that he'd want to do whatever he can to try to influence things and to keep interest rates down, because that boosts the economy. When money is accessible, people borrow. I think one of the biggest changes he's going to make is with Dodd-Frank. I mean, even with the page 3 of the Republican Party platform, which, by the way, I've not memorized. This is just part of the research. But, you know,
say, I don't know what page 3 says.
No. You can Google it, though. But the Republican Party, whether you voted for them or not, definitely believe in less government regulation and have very strong opinions about Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank put so many regulations and additional expenses on community banks. You think about it, there are about 10,000 local and community banks around the country that are responsible for the majority of construction lending and what have you. And so if these banks are stuck with all this regulation, they're either not giving as many loans, or the fewer loans they are giving are costing a lot more money, and they're having to pass that along to home builders. And so if Dodd-Frank gets unraveled or reformed, the reform gets reformed, if you will, right? Talk about a reformer. I believe, and everything I've read suggests, that the local banks, the community banks, will do more lending. And when those local banks and community banks do more lending, and there are more construction starts, and therefore there's more inventory, and buyers have access to borrowed funds much more easily, I think that's going to keep the real estate market really going.
And just a couple of pieces of background there, because I get the opportunity. I'm blessed that I'm able to speak with the CEOs of some community banks. Some of them will not even issue, so even their best client, they won't do a mortgage. Basically, they're saying the regulation is so unbelievable in the mortgage world that they will not issue a mortgage to their best of clients because they're worried about their liability. I've talked to other mortgage bankers. Brent, I don't know if you've heard this number. I spoke to one mortgage banker, a CEO of a mortgage bank, and he shared with me that they figure 1% on interest rates, 1% is going to compliance. They hire more lawyers than they hire loan officers because of the compliance issues within Dodd-Frank, and they're so worried about that they could, they could lose everything that they've worked for because of an error, not because of any kind of fraud, just because of an error.
Mm-hmm. I'd not heard that, but that's substantial. It sounds like gas prices in the state of confusion where half of it's taxes.
Exactly. It's think about that. If you're looking at a 4% interest rate, whatever you qualify for, that could be a 3% if it wasn't for Dodd-Frank. We know what happened to appraisals. They went up about 20%. We know that the closing costs went up about 30%, all based on these different reforms. We'll talk more to Brent Humphreys about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. The one thing managers say will get you promoted. We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can reach us, you can get the replays, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. About 500,000 people each month are checking out those replays. Are you watching them as well? Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by, I love this one, Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. What about $1,000 for you? Anybody want $1,000 worth of gifts? Well, it's the Ron Siegel Radio virtual gift bag. All you need to do, I could speak well. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. There's about $1,000 worth of gifts in the bag for you. No cost, just as a thank you. We're at the holiday time, Thanksgiving time. Text RSR gift bag to 79564, and you can get the list of gifts. Pick and choose whatever you like. There might be some you love more than others, just for you. One thing managers say will get you promoted. Brent, I think that you're going to agree with this one. The single most important trait managers look for. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I guess I should go over to my friends in the band and see if they're here for me today, to see if they're ready to give us a little bit of help on this one. Single most important trait. I know it's one that's very, very high on the list at Humphreys Homes and Estates.
Dependability?
Integrity.
Integrity. Perfect.
Right? I mean.
Sorry if I was distracted. I was just texting RSR to 79564.
RSR gift bag. RSR gift bag. 79564. So you got to make. Got to get the whole pickle there, Brent.
Oh, I will.
having a good time. So that is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our gift bag for you. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. So we are chatting this morning with Brent Humphreys Homes and Estates, and we are talking about the impact of a Trump administration on the U.S. housing market. And if you've missed some of the great information Brent shared with us, again, go catch the replays, ronsiegelradio.com, the archives, mbelinks.com/iTunes. You can subscribe right there so you never miss one of our broadcasts. Why would you want to? Our Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube, that'll give you the video. I can understand why you don't want to watch us video. I mean, I've got a face for radio. At least Brent's here to bring up the style here.
But my monitor is so big, you can't see me.
Oh, there you go. His monitor is so big, you're not even going to go there. There's so many directions we could go with that one. So if you watched the 60 Minutes last night, you might have seen the Trump administration. Leslie Stahls asked Mr. Trump, what is your single most pressing issue? And he said he really couldn't give you one. He said there was three of them. One was health care. One was dealing with the felon, immigration or illegal immigrants. The other was tax reform. Not going to get into any of the political side of this, but Brent, what do you think a change in tax policy will mean to the real estate market?
Well, first, everything we've said so far in my mind means that the real estate market may soar as a result of a Trump administration. One of the concerns that I have is the tax point. Because, you know, that it's been said that the tax code is a book thicker than the Bible, only without all the good news.
Right.
So if Trump wants to simplify it, which I say, bring it on. I think we all could really appreciate that.
I'm not sure that the CPAs and the trial attorneys will agree with that. They get paid a lot of money.
Sure.
But thank goodness Trump's whole thing, his whole campaign is about who cares about special interests.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely his mindset. But there could be several things that would be on the chopping block. There are a number of favorable tax codes, such as Section 121 and Section 1031, that deal with housing and what to do with capital gains. That's not tax advice. I don't give tax advice. I'm not a CPA. I don't want to put my license in jeopardy. But it's generally known that there are favorable tax provisions that allow you to trade like-for-like investment properties and not immediately have to cut check to the tax, you know, to Uncle Sam. And there are other favorable provisions about primary residence and living in it for a certain amount of time and deferring $250,000 or $500,000 gain. If these favorable codes that would well to boost home ownership end up on the chopping block, that could have a very negative implication for the U.S. housing market.
Good points. I mean, obviously, none of us know what their plans are.
We don't.
The other side of the coin, though, is if the tax rates are cut and if our business taxes, you know, 70% of our economy comes from the consumer. If business taxes are cut, how is that going to affect and how is that going to offset? And who is it that is going to be affected by some of these big changes that they're talking about? So, again, it's really up in the air. And I'm not sure that it's going to matter a whole lot just because, you know, they're not going to take away the mortgage tax deduction. I think there's too many people that will be affected by that one. Will they adjust it? Will they modify it for the upper
Maybe
end?
Maybe limit it.
Maybe, right? Does that have a big – the other part of that comes is that that actually has a bigger effect on those of us here on the West Coast just because buying $1 million home in Kansas is significantly different than buying $1 million home in Carlsbad.
Correct.
Although we do know about Carlsbad and the way they vote there, because it had to throw this at you, Brent.
You
was it Carlsbad or Oceanside that elected the dead treasurer? I don't know. Either Carlsbad or Oceanside just elected somebody who died 3 months ago to be their city treasurer. It's either Carlsbad or Oceanside.
It's rough.
Kind of an interesting scenario. But the tax code may, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the tax code really does. Again, it's to me, if people are making more money, if they're keeping more money, is the tax code going to be the overriding thing as to whether I want a 3-bedroom house or a 4-bedroom house?
I don't think so. And if we're keeping more money, regardless of how we got down that path, if we have more money, we're stronger buyers.
Right. And we're looking at there may be one or two areas that we have an effect on. So we might have an effect on the 31 exchange, which is a trade of investment properties. You can move the tax basis from one to another. So there may be a modification in that. You know, who knows? I'm sure that there's as many lawyers are trying to find out what's the next loophole that they're going to leave in for that, right? So that one there. But I think on a total package, right? So if we've got a diminished regulation, we've got a builder for a president who understands business.
Yep.
We've got a simplified tax code that's reducing taxes with the hope that we pay more taxes. Like the idea of a reduced tax code is not to cut down the revenue to the government.
Right.
The idea of a reduction in the code or the rate is that the government gets more money because people are earning more to send more.
Correct.
Right. So we've got reduced regulation. We've got reduced maybe the interest rates stay low. The ability of building brings more properties online. People are making more money, keeping more money, so that increases demand.
Right. And speaking of keeping more money, if Obamacare is one of his key initiatives,
right,
whether he replaces and or repeals and replaces it, or whether he amends it, depending on which news site you read,
sure,
the facts are that he's going after concern across America that our premiums are skyrocketing. If this is something that's big on his heart and he takes action, and Congress works with them, which obviously appears that they will, then Americans will have more discretionary income, which bodes well for purchasing or being in a position where you can sell and move up.
And that one there, again, that's a, you know, if
if they work with it, and they probably will, right? I mean, the idea there is that's the focus. Buy, move up, get the property you want, which will then allows our young people to get the starter homes because we vacated them, mm-hmm. which creates the beautiful cycle of capitalism.
Yep.
Right. And the other part of that you're talking about that came to me when you mentioned the thought about the Unaffordable Care Act is the provisions within the act that are holding people and businesses back from hiring more people.
Yeah.
So if the businesses can hire more people and keep more of the money that they earn, you know, that's another positive for it. A lot of positives. Mm-hmm. So I think our bottom line with going through this with Brent is the economy is looking good. The future looks bright. I'm a big optimist, so I always think the future looks bright. But I also always ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.